Good evening and welcome to Rowan University Radio WGLS. I'm your host and we're here for another 2 hours of the growth and development of jazz. This week we will try to wrap up the semester. We have come from field hollers, spirituals, minstrel music, the marches of John Philip Sousa and the ragtime of Scott Joplin, to the fusion of Chick Corea and the smooth jazz of Kenny G. I don't know if we completely answered the question of what is jazz, but at least now we have a set of parameters that we can each use to determine for ourselves if a particular kind of music meets our standard. A few things that we have to consider are rhythm, harmony, melody, and the amount of and the kind of improvisation that is being used and the purpose of the music. From the late 20s to the late 50s, the underlying rhythm was that of swing. With the exception of the Latin rhythms that were used occasionally, the majority of the music had the bass player playing two or four quarter notes in every bar and the drummer playing a very steady rhythm either on his snare drum or ride cymbal. These steady rhythms were essential to the purpose of the majority of the music, which was dance music. These steady rhythms were combined with very syncopated rhythms, which are one of the elements that was brought to the music by people of African descent that were playing the earliest forms of jazz, even some of the precursors to jazz. Ragtime, for example, has syncopation as one of its major musical elements. The harmony that this music uses is very similar to that of spirituals and later very rudimentary forms of the blues. Later still, forms from popular songs would be incorporated. We also know that the bass lines used in ragtime music were mimicked in the tuba parts of Dixieland, and they were spiced up in the stride piano style. The stride piano style bass lines were then kind of simplified in the early walking bass lines of the late early combo style and early swing music. Probably the biggest music element to separate jazz from other musical forms is the amount of improvisation and the nature of that improvisation. Initially used to create all of the music, these improvisations later came to be the period during a performance when each musician could express themselves. When we think about great jazz artists, it is their ability to improvise which is used to judge them the most. This week, rather than try to get through 100 years of music, I thought it might be nice to play some music and talk about each work before I play it. I will tell you the artist, the year of the recording, and let each of you figure out for yourselves what style of music you think it might best fit into. Some of this music we might have to just call jazz because there may be too many conflicting elements to narrow it down to just one style. Still, a few others might be classified as something other than jazz. Many of the major jazz figures were cross-generational when it came to the style that they played. I would like to start off with a few simple choices. First, we will hear two works by Scott Joplin and then one by James P. Johnson. I'm going to follow that up with two recordings of the Sun Ra Orchestra from made in the 50s. This first one may sound very interesting to those of you who think of the hard bop that was very popular at the time that this first selection was made in 1956. We'll take our first break after that, after this second Sun Ra recording, and then we'll return with some modern takes on an old style. These two Sun Ra recordings, before I go to them, first is called Interplanetary Music, and the second is a classic, Just in Time.
Thank you.
Rather than take a chance that this performance of Just in Time will get cut off, we'll take our break now and we'll start the second segment with Just in Time with the Sun Ra Orchestra.